Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Usually goes without saying, if you are so inclined to become a burglar and steal things and then realize there's a lot of stuff here. This is more than I can move. While you're stealing things from someone else's home, calling 911 to ask for help with moving, never a good idea.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
This is one of those where you're just like, okay, how did you even know to get out of bed in the morning and put on shoes and go function if this is what you ended up doing? It's True Crime Today, obviously. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you get to your podcasts. And if you want to listen to all this stuff ad-free and get advanced episodes and the whole archive on Apple Podcasts, you can do that. Go and press subscribe, and you can even try it for 3 days free. So do check that out. Of course, even before I knew it, when I read the headline, the first thing I said was, a Florida man? And then I went down here and looked. Yep, the story's out of Florida. These two people in Florida arrested after one of them made a 911 call to get help with moving their belongings from a home they were burglarizing.
Can I interject here? Do you think that maybe they were high?
I hope drugs were involved in this story. I hope they were, because if you're that dumb, that's really, really not good.
Right? Because, like, I have moved, and moving is a pain in the ass. And never once have I thought, I'm going to call 911 to see if they'll help me move when I'm legitimately moving.
Yeah, yeah. And so why that would be the go-to at all would be 911, unless they're getting really confused with, I hope someone doesn't call 911. Let's call someone to help us move. How about 911? I don't know.
They have police transport vans. We could use one of those.
what the thought process is at that moment in time, no one seems to know. They responded to the home after a 911 call was made, but nobody spoke. This is according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office. At the home, the deputies concluded that nobody lived there, but they found a male suspect and his girlfriend inside the home after entering it through an unlocked door. Deputies had been searching for the male suspect after identifying him from security video as a burglar at a Dollar General store. Oh, so he'd already done a little bit of damage to the Dollar General store. Do you expect to make a lot when you rob the Dollar General store? I mean, I don't know. It's the Dollar General store.
Yeah, it seems to me there's more money to be made other places. However, here's my rationale for why, not me, but why one would rob from the Dollar General.
Yeah.
Is because they never have enough people working there.
That's true.
Ever, ever, ever. And usually, like, I was at the Dollar General store one day, and they had a little bell. And it's like, when you're ready to check out, ring the bell. That's how many people they have working there. They don't even have a designated person to keep an eye on the cash.
Every time I go to the Dollar General store here, they have one self-checkout, and nobody uses it, ever. Like, I'm the only...
Because they don't have debit... Well,
maybe
I wonder if it takes the card.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. I'm like, why isn't anybody using the self-checkout? And so I'm always like in and out of it, because there'll be like a line like back to the Doritos or something. And it's like there's an open
and
line.
And there's that
here.
One poor person that's working there. And maybe there's one other person in the back room. But usually two people work in there at any time.
Yeah.
So you're going to rob someplace. Yeah. You're not going to get a lot. Chances are you're only going to go buy meth with it anyway.
True.
And then you're like, but if I left with $100, that'd be a pretty good day.
So he robs the Dollar General. which is about 35 miles away. While talking to deputies, a female suspect told them that she had called 911 for the purpose of having law enforcement help them move their belongings from the house that they were burglarizing. So the girlfriend makes the call. They also wanted to get a ride to the airport so they could spend the weekend in New York, the sheriff's office said.
I mean,
how does that conversation go?
She had to have been high as a kite. Like, that's the stuff that you're saying that it's coming out of your mouth and you have no idea that it's coming out of your mouth.
I would hope so.
Words.
Deputies did help them with their belongings and did give them a ride, but it wasn't to the airport. It was to the Polk County Jail. The sheriff's office said in the Facebook post, and they're welcome to stay there all weekend long. The Polk Pokey is much better than New York anyway, according to the statement from the sheriff's office. The male suspect was charged with burglary and theft related to the store and also burglary of a residence. The female suspect was charged with burglary of a residence, according to the sheriff's office.
He had to have been so pissed off at her.
Why does it ever say drugs are involved? I mean, they used to do that. Stories used to add that little thing to kind of give you a little bit of hope that this isn't just humanity being
that dumb. It has to be drug related. You know, I mean, you don't have to be high just because you're breaking into a house.
Yeah.
But the fact that you would call 911 and be like, yeah, so we need help moving our belongings out of this house. And then they get there. It's like, but you don't even live here. Yeah, but we want to go to New York for the weekend. Can you give us a ride to the airport?
Well, what's the plan? You get the belongings out and then you go to the airport
and the cops are there and the cops are going to be like, yeah, I'm going to give you a ride to the airport.
Why not? Sure. Come on down.
Did that work at some point in her life before?
Community outreach right there. I don't know. I can't imagine.
Weird.
But there you go. That's people making smart decisions in today's society. If you like the show, hey, leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate that. And if you want to listen commercial free and get access to everything, all ad free, advanced episodes, the archive, check us out on Apple Podcasts and subscribe there. And even try it for 3 days free. Right there, Apple Podcasts. Check it out right now.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Plus, hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.